Hi, New Life. We get to dive back into 1 John here. And the text that we're going to walk through is an interesting text. It's actually a very different text in some ways than the whole rest of 1 John. In some ways, John's going to kind of like put like his welcome part like smack dab right here in the middle of the letter. But we're going to see why he does that, because he's going to speak to these reminders of who he's writing to, and he's going to remind them of who they are and what he wants them to remember. Now, let's just pull back out of John. We're going to hear again and again in John these themes. He's going to call us to love one another. He's going to say, out of your love of Jesus Christ, I call you to love one another. We're going to hear that again and again, all through all of these different lenses. And today's text is really a text about remembering. He's going to look at us. He's going to say, this is what I want you to remember about who you are. So let's pick up in 1 John 2, 12 through 14. He divides his audience into three different types of people. I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who's from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Now he loops back around. He's going to talk to each of the three groups again. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Now, there's some challenging things in this text. People don't know if John's talking metaphorically about his groups. Is he talking? You know, John refers to all of us as children. So, as children, young people or fathers, is he talking about those who are elders in the church? Actually, it's because of the young men part. I actually think he's looking at the church. He's talking about three different audiences, and he's actually really talking about little children. He says, little children. What does he want them to remember? He says it two different ways. He says, I'm writing to you because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. He comes back. He says, I write to you, children, because you know the Father. If you're young in the faith, if you're a child, if you have just stepped into Christianity, John says, here's what I want you to remember. I want you to remember that your sins are forgiven. They're left at the cross of Jesus Christ. Don't keep carrying them with you. If you want to step into love, you can't step into love through shame. You can't step into love through guilt. That is past you. That is Jesus Christ. Then he moves on to fathers, and he says the same thing twice. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. He says, if you are older, if you've been there a long time, I want you to remember how long Jesus Christ has been steadfast with us. Jesus Christ is with you. Jesus Christ was long before you were, and he will be long after you you depart. So I want you to know him from the beginning. Don't forget who's been there with you your whole journey. Look back and find him all along your journey. And finally, he speaks to young men. He says this to young men. I'm writing to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you've overcome the evil one. He's saying if you're young, these are the years of spiritual battle in your life. Fight for your soul. Fight against the world. Fight against the evil one. Fight against temptation. And remember the power that God has given us, the power in his word. Actually, over in Ephesians, Paul, what does Paul tell us that the word of God is? It's our sword. It's our offensive weapon. Again and again in Scripture, we're told that the word of God is a sword. The word of God is our powerful weapon against the evil one. Why is the word so powerful? Because it reminds us of who we are. Because it calls us deeper into faith with him. Because it puts our eyes past the temptations of today onto the future. God says, if you're young, keep fighting. Keep fighting. Don't lose heart. Be strong. God will give you strength, and he has given us strength even this day, even in stepping into these devotionals. Thank you for stepping in and fighting. So children, don't keep carrying your sin with you. It's forgiven in Jesus Christ. Those who are older in the faith, remember Jesus has been faithful with you in your whole journey. And if you're young, young man, young woman, fight hard for purity. Fight hard against the temptations of this world. Fight with the word of God. For the sake of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the gift the gift of your word, Lord, that speaks so individually to us, God. God, you know us. You know us in our moment, Lord. You know us in our season. You know us where we, you know where we are this day and what word we need to hear. We thank you, God, that you see us and you speak to us in such a particular and such a perfect way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.